podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
An advert has appeared over the last 48 hours from the company Gillette. And the ad has references to bullying, the Me Too movement and toxic masculinity. And it has divided opinion since it appeared online. And I'll tell you how it has divided opinion, because the video is... I'm going to play the audio for you in a second. It's called We Believe. And it's a 1 minute 49 second video. And here's the thing. It's got 222,000 likes, but 586,000 dislikes. So a lot of people are very, very unhappy with this ad. The company says it wants men to hold each other accountable for their bad behaviour. The ad has been watched by millions on YouTube, with the vast majority giving, as I said, the thumbs down to this advert. In it, the company asks, is this the best a man can get? Before showing scenes of bullying, sexual harassment, sexist behaviour and aggressive male behaviour. Comments on the video have been mostly negative, with viewers saying they'll never buy Gillette products again, or that the advert was feminist propaganda. There have also been calls for Gillette to apologise. The question is, do you find this ad anti-male? Have you seen it yet? If you have, I'd love to hear from you. Now, I'm going to play the audio from it, just for those of you who haven't a clue what this is about. But it is kind of a visual ad, so you'll have to listen to it very closely to get the thrust of what this ad is about. And it is on YouTube. It has been viewed millions of times on YouTube. And all you have to do on YouTube is search We Believe the Best Men Can Be. And it's a Gillette short film. There's two different versions of it. There's a 30-second version of it, and there's a 1 minute 49-second version of it. This is the audio from the 1 minute 49-second version of the video.
Bullying.
The Me Too movement against sexual harassment.
Toxic masculinity.
Is this the best a man can get? Is it?
Bullying is a problem.
We can't hide from it.
Sexual harassment is taking over.
It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off.
Who's the daddy?
What I actually think she's trying to say.
Making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed.
Allegations regarding sexual assault and sexual harassment.
Once, but she says we don't.
And there will be no going back. Because we believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
Smile, sweetie. Come on.
To say the right thing, to act the right way.
Not cool, not cool.
Some already are. In ways big.
Yo, men, we're
angry. And small.
I'm strong.
I'm strong.
But some is not enough.
So how we treat each other, okay?
Okay.
Because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow.
Now, as I said, if you haven't seen the advert, it's kind of difficult to get it from the audio only. You need to see the video. And as I said, it is on YouTube, and it is called We Believe the Best Men Can Be. It's on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Adrian K and Jeremy D, if you want to have a look at the actual video, just to get the full thrust of it. But it's all about men shouldn't be involved in bullying. Men shouldn't be involved in any sexist remarks. Men need to change. And it is up to the rest of men to make men change. That's really what the ad, that's the thrust of the entire ad. But there's been a huge reaction to it. There's been a huge backlash to it. As I said, on their YouTube video for the long version of it, 586,000 people disliked it. 222,000 actually liked it. So two-thirds to one-third, roughly. 2/3 against it, 1/3 in favour of it. Stephen, you're so annoyed over this that you will never buy Gillette products again. Why?
And I threw out the blades I have for them, Adrian, last night. And I'm disgusted with them. How dare they class all men as horrible people? And I'm getting quite sick and tired of all these large corporations pandering to the left and to feckin' feminists. How dare they say it to us, all men? I don't need anybody to tell me how to treat people properly. I've never disrespected anybody in my life, so I'm very, very offended by this, Adrian.
Okay, but the ad is geared at you to make other men who haven't, you know, who are sexist, who do make misogynistic comments, who, you know, believe boys will be boys and all of that. It's up to you now to tell them they're wrong.
I thought, what is it up to me?
Well, that's what Gillette say.
Yeah, well, how dare they say it? How dare... I'm so disgusted by this ad, Adrian. It's unbelievable. How dare they? Like, what... Do they think all men are sexual predators or something? It's another man-bashing act. I don't know if it's a clever marketing ploy or what, but I tell you, Wilkinson Sword and Bic Razors must be delighted with themselves this morning.
Okay, so your main... Gillette have said that this isn't sexism.
From the start of it, Adrian, to the very end, it's all about sexism. It's ridiculous what they're saying.
They're basically saying that men need to change.
I don't need to change, and I'm not in that group. And there's plenty of men out there that don't need to change. So why are we all being tarred with one brush?
And that's how you see it. You see it as us all... being tired with the one brush.
I'm pandering to feminists, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, now for those of you, as I said, who haven't seen the video, the ad features news clips of reporting on the Me Too movement, as well as images showing sexism in films, in boardrooms, and a violence between boys, with a voiceover saying, "Bullying, the Me Too movement against sexual harassment, toxic masculinity, is this the best a man can get?" And basically what the ad is saying, Stephen, is that men need to change. And if you are a man who has changed, if you're not sexist, if you have never caused any harm to anybody, you need to get others to change.
Even you just saying that is upsetting me, Adrian. How can they say that all men are in the one category? And they're going to alienate 90% of their... surely men are the main customers, no?
Well, for men's razors they are, but they also do women's products
as well. I understand women shave as well, but talk about alienating your main customers. I can see them being...
Are you not being a bit of a snowflake here, Stephen?
Absolutely not. I'm actually offended that somebody is saying that I need to tell other people how to act. That's not my job.
All right, let me stay there for 1 second. I'm not sure, lads, which one's to play here. There's three here, so hang on there for 1 second. Okay, yeah, let's play this WhatsApp message.
Adrian, tell that fella to put his big boy pants on and deal with it, right? And stop being a snowflake. I'm offended by this and I'm offended by that. As long as he knows he treats people with respect, that's all that matters. There's good lads in life and there's bad lads in life. There's good women in life, there's bad women in life. Deal with it. That's just life. You take people as you meet them. Move on.
All right, Stephen, there you go. What do you say to that?
Yeah, well, what I say to that is, why isn't women being... the statistics show that bullying in the workplace is actually done by women more than men. So why aren't women being targeted?
Well, because men behave badly, as the expression goes.
Jesus. No, and women don't.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Stephen. Let me play another message that's come into us on WhatsApp voice message. If you want to send a message to us, you can. If you can't take a phone call, it's obviously better to take a phone call so we can actually discuss it with you. But if for some reason, if you're in work or whatever and you can't get near your phone, you might be able to send us a sneaky WhatsApp message.
Hey, Adrian, just a quick one there on the ad. I can't come on and talk about it. Okay, the ad's a little bit sexist, okay? But, like, you know, I sat down with the wife last night and we looked at it, and it's actually quite a nice ad. There's a nice message behind it. And the likes of that lad there, I'm never going to buy any Gillette again, and I'm going to throw out my blades and all. That lad is an absolute clown. He's getting offended. You know what I mean? Like, he's the problem. Like, I mean, what sort of a man are you if you kind of get offended really by it? Like, again, I think it's a nice ad. It puts a message across. Okay, it comes across a little bit sexist, but like, so what? Everything comes across a little bit sexist these days.
But there you go, Stephen. You're the problem, is really what he's saying.
No, he's saying there that it's a little bit sexist. It's 100% sexist. There's not one mention of a woman in it. That's the whole problem here.
All right, stay there for one second.
Targeted, Adrian, without women being mentioned. Are you saying that women don't bully men in work and they don't abuse children? Because of course they do.
Okay, stay there for a second, Stephen. 6797981 is our telephone number. This has received attention across the world, and Matthew is living in Colorado in the States. He follows our Facebook page. He commented on it. And Matthew, welcome to 98FM.
Good morning, sir.
Matthew, you find the advert offensive as well. Why?
Well, it's pretty simple, sir. Like Stephen said, I agree. It's kind of a double standard. I was former military, and I saw a lot of sexual harassment with women doing it, but there was nothing going on. And I've been in several jobs, so I'm offended by it. I'm not going to boycott Gillette or get rid of the razors, but I would like to see if they're going to do that, see one with women as well. If they're going to lecture men, lecture women. That's my concern.
Okay, the reality of it is they probably won't, I would think.
Right, that's true. And that's, to me, that's a huge double standard. Why are we getting lectured? The only one that could have lectured me about that was my father, and he taught me to respect women and treat them like, if I had a sister, which I don't, treat them like I would like my sister to be treated. So,
okay, now the advert, as I said, has images showing sexism in films, in boardrooms, of violence between boys, with the voiceover saying bullying. The Me Too movement against sexual harassment, toxic masculinity, is this the best a man can get? And it does highlight the negative side of masculinity.
Well, yes, but there's more positive than negative. Men have done great things through our history, built empires, conquered nations, you name it. You know, and we protected women for thousands of years. You know, women got a lot of things they have because we were behind them. Like here in America, we pushed for them to get the vote. There were hundreds of men pushing for them. Men pushed for civil rights here. You know, we don't talk about the good things that men did and still do to this day. Many of the people supporting the Me Too movement are men.
Okay, so what about the point from the advert that it is up to us men who do treat women with respect, who aren't sexist, it is up to us to get other men to start behaving properly?
No, that's absolutely false. Their fathers should have done that, because fathers are the absolute idol. My father taught me to respect women. If your father's not teaching you that, then they failed as a parent. That's the way I see it.
All right, stay there for one second, Matthew, and thank you very much indeed for taking our call in Colorado this morning. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp 0877-989898. We're talking about that Gillette advert, which has caused an awful lot of controversy and an awful lot of reaction to it. People saying it is deeply offensive to men, men who aren't sexist, men who don't bully, men who behave themselves, essentially, are not involved in any sexist behaviour, sexual harassment, aggressive male behaviour. I'd be one of them. Stephen says he'd be one of them. Isn't involved in any of that bull. And this ad, we feel, or Stephen certainly feels, has been targeted towards him. If you want to get involved, call me on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp 0877-989898. And if you can't take a phone call, you can nip outside your office and send us a sneaky WhatsApp message to WhatsApp at 0877-989898. Like this message.
Not that good. It's in the climate of everything that's going on in the last couple of years. The Harvey Weinstein thing, this, that. All men are sexual predators, all men are paedophiles, all men are rapists, all men bash women. It's just nuts. Everything's gone geared against men, and this is just another example of it. And I think he's right. I wouldn't be throwing me razors and all out, but I do think he's right. It's just gone nuts now. Everything is against men that were evil, and it's crazy. It's crazy. And nothing being said about any women.
So, we're asking how you feel about this. Basically, it is an ad telling men that if, you know, if you're not a sexist, that, you know, sexism in the boardroom, in films, violence between boys, all has to stop. And it is up to ordinary, decent blokes to make it stop and to call our friends who may be sexist to account. Let me just play another WhatsApp voice message.
Women have been held down for how many years now? Like millions upon millions upon millions of years now. And we are starting to get a little bit of a voice, respect, you know, stopping sexual harassment, trying to stop sexual harassment, trying to stop all of these things. We have an ad, Gillette, the best a man can get. It's always been about men. It's always been directed at men, these particular ads. And all the ad is asking men to do is teach your children, excuse me, not to be bullies, not to sexual harass. That's it. And you have all these men now getting offended. Sorry, I won't say all these men, the two men that I've been listening to getting offended. It's absolutely pathetic, completely pathetic. I mean, the way women have been treated over the millions of years. Get a grip. Exactly what one of the WhatsApp callers said. If you are a man and offended by this ad, you want to take a look at yourself, because you should be proud to raise your sons in that way. And no, it's not directed at women. And boo bloody who, because everything has been directed at women for years and years and years to shut up and put up.
Okay, so basically what that lady is saying is that women are getting their own back now. They've been downtrodden for generations, and it is time to stand up and speak out and let men know that their behaviour is no longer acceptable. Ed, you're on 98FM. Ed, how are you?
Adrian, do you know something? People wonder why hordes of our young men are actually killing themselves in record numbers. It's actually nonsense like this which is the cause of it. I mean, I'm a father of two boys.
Ed, how is
I
it?
I don't need to be able to, or to have to say to my kids, be respectful towards women, because I brought them up to be that way. I brought them up to respect all women. Hmm. And you know, this comes hot on the heels of, there was also a big article, the American Psychology Association saying that aggressiveness, assertiveness, and masculinity now are somehow deemed as toxic. And we seriously wonder why record numbers of our young men are killing themselves. It's because of this bloody nonsense. 99.9% of men, there's no issue. Absolutely.
And I agree. And, as a man, I agree.
Because they are.
Yeah. And I would agree with that. I don't need to be told how to behave. I know how to behave. But the ad is challenging us to call to account people, men, who don't know how to behave, who are sexist pigs, who do treat women differently. We need to say to them, lads, get a grip.
Adrian, what about the female version of this? I mean, I've seen women behave on many an occasion substantially more badly than men. I've actually seen women just unbelievably badly. I'm furious at this ad. I mean, Adrian, it seems that now, if you identify as a straight heterosexual male, self-identifying heterosexual male, you're somehow deemed as odd. I mean, men and masculinity now in this country are literally under attack.
Obviously, this is really bothering you.
It's bothering me to the extent I actually had a row with my wife about it last night.
And what was she saying?
She was saying, we have two boys, and just said, look, I don't need to be told. My kids don't need to be told this. They've already been brought up to behave and to respect all women. And she's like,
you're arguing with her. Was she saying, well, no, not all men know how to behave?
Yeah, but Adrian, 99.9% of men do. And that's the.
I don't know if it's that much. I don't know if it's 99%.
Women behaving worse than men on many an occasion. I mean, where's the female version of this? When is the female version of this going to come out?
I said earlier on, I don't think it is going to come out.
Exactly. So, double standards and sexism all over. Why is it men being targeted and women aren't?
Okay, but stay there for one second, because Anthony, you can't understand what all the hullabaloo is about here. Why is it men being targeted and not women for bad behaviour?
I wouldn't say that. I would say that men have been targeted and women aren't being targeted. I would say that the ads, it doesn't necessarily boil down to the message of the advert saying men stand up against other men and sort out the bad behaviour. I think there's a bit of a message that seems to be lost on everyone else that I've seen in the message anyway, and that it's for the younger generation, that this generation of men, there are those who will behave themselves appallingly, and there are really decent men out there as well. I mean, we're not all
that. Ed believes that the vast majority of men are decent men who treat women with respect, who aren't sexist, who aren't violent. We are just decent men, and we don't need
99.9%.
We did say 99.9. No, I don't agree with 99.9. No,
I'll say this for every other one of your listeners. You cop yourself on with those statistics, okay? There are plenty of bad men out there, okay?
And Ed, you have to agree with that. That it's nothing like.
If there was no bad men, there'd be no men in jail.
Okay, Ed, it's nothing like 99.9% of decent men. It's less than that.
Adrian, okay, well then. It's the vast majority, Adrian. Okay, I might have been a bit over enthusiastic with my statistics, but it's certainly the vast, vast majority of men. I mean, Adrian, if you want to talk about bad women, ring a charity.
Well, but we're not talking about women. We're talking about
the male victims of domestic, of female to male domestic violence, and see how badly women have behaved in this country. I challenge you to actually deal with that and put some balanced perspective.
Well, Ed, let me read this message that's just come in to me, and it says, not all men know how to behave. Some men don't know how to act when they don't get their own way. Men expecting to get what they want is what makes women uncomfortable walking alone at night too.
Adrian, as I say, I absolutely accept that, but I've come across instances, and there are plenty of instances of women behaving equally appallingly bad as men, equally. So why are
okay? So we need to highlight bad female behaviour as well if we're going to be doing. Okay, all right. I'll take that point. Another message says, why should this generation of men be bashed because of mistakes of the past? And that woman on gloating about it, how juvenile of her. That's the message I played a couple of minutes ago. We're getting our own back, and. Let me just bring in one last call. Mike, you're on 98FM. How are you, Mike?
Adrian, what's the story?
You're annoyed about this as well.
Of course, yeah. But I just think the Gillette company have destroyed themselves here. They've just ruined their business. All this does is cause division between men and women. Like, it's not, it doesn't benefit women. If women think they've scored one on this, they're mistaken. Women don't understand or realise how dependent they are upon men, all that has to happen is for the welfare state to just go away, and then women will realise their true value and true worth. You're not as powerful or as great as you think you are, ladies, and just put that out to you, and that's just fact, that's reality. If you can't deal with it, tough luck.
What do you mean by that?
We give them everything, all the guards, the police, the military. It's all men. That's who backed them up.
But it's not all men. It's not all men.
Well, the welfare state is run by men. Women use men to enforce on other men. That's basically what it is. This is basically ruined. Like, there's going to be a collapse at some stage because this can't carry on, and women are going to.
And you obviously believe, excuse me, that the pendulum has swung the complete opposite direction, and men are being targeted in such a way that there's going to be backlash from men. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's just going to be a collapse. Like, one of your callers was talking about a suicide
yes.
Right there, right? Not only that, I tell you what I personally believe is going to happen. It'll be like a societal, structural, financial breakdown where it'll be everyone for themselves, and it'll be the strong men who have wealth, who have resources, and then there'll be women will be sucking up to those men, and all these feminists will be a thing of the past. And I think
okay, let me ask you the question. Let me ask you the question about whether or not men are, you know, there are still some men who behave badly, who behave inappropriately, who are dinosaurs, and we need to call them to account. And that's what this ad is getting at.
No, I don't. That's just nonsense. The amount of bad men out there, in percentages wise, I mean, I've been driving around all morning, right, and I see nothing but good people. Okay, nothing but good men, good people. Men out working, delivering, men in shops, men are good on the whole. Men are good. Women know this in their hearts. Men are good on the whole. There are predatory men out there that do operate from a primitive perspective.
All this ad is getting at is we need to hold them to account. Stay there for one second and let me just bring in one last call. And that's you, John. You're on 98FM. Hiya, John.
How's it going, Adrian?
Very, very quickly, John, what did you want to say?
If you're offended by a TV advert, you're a snowflake, first of all. And second of all, every man ringing in here, every one of you know a fella who is an absolute dog when they go out. I mean, an absolute animal when they go out towards women.
Mm.
And half the time, if you look at them going, boy, you
okay, but John, the argument is, the argument is that there are women who behave badly as well.
This is exactly the argument. Everybody, all the women ringing in, they also know a lady that when they go out, that lady is also acting like a dog. It depends on the...
Yeah, but this ad is targeted specifically at men and not women.
I know it's targeted at men, and the reason why it's targeted at men is because they want... Like when your caller said, it's not about us now. It's about teaching your son. Like, I don't need an ad to tell me not to be a sexual predator. I don't need an ad to tell me not to be a rapist.
And that's why... that's why people are offended, because they feel we're all being tarred with one brush.
That's exactly what's happening. And it's like, oh, well, now the kids of today are the men of tomorrow. Yeah, that's like my son will come out with things and you're playing them. Oh, well, girls can't do that. And the first thing I always turn around to my son is, why can't girls do that? Girls can do anything a man can do. And the other fella is saying there, men do this and men... The reason why men have do that, because men took control years ago where women were in the house feeding the kids. That's why. And what's happening is now women deserve an equal place in society, but men are holding them down. The only reason why Gillette are doing this is because it's good for profit. They don't give a shit about people's human rights around. If they did, they wouldn't be exploiting people for palm oil in other countries.
Okay, and that's fine, but a lot of people will argue that they're going a very strange way about profit. Do you know what I mean? They're actually alienating many of their clients.
Well, if you actually look at the statistics, Adrian, then most companies now, big corporations, are swinging towards the progressive and the lefty side is because the old age thinking of old conservative man here, woman there, is gone out the window. If you look at actual advertisers, their advertisement now has gone towards the Coca-Cola ad. 15 years ago, it was all full of white people. Now, Coca-Cola ad has a person from every sect of society. Just
In fact, this particular Gillette ad does as well.
If you go to some states in America, nearly every ad is a white man and a white woman with two children, a boy and a girl. Whereas now with all the ads, and what's happening is men feel like that we're being, oh, well, now, like, if women take control, they're going to treat us like we treated them. It's not going to happen.
Exactly. All right, I'm way out of time, John, but thanks very much indeed for your call. One last message. Give it a rest, lads. The ad is attacking masculinity as a whole. They won't be happy until we have a generation of transgender victims. Is that... message. A pack of women are worse than a pack of men, says that message. And then one last one. Men have never had to be scared of women the way women have been forced to be scared of men because of all the rape and abuse cases. All right. Thank you very much indeed for all of your calls. Interesting debate and one that will continue. Once again, if you've missed the ad, if you haven't seen this particular Gillette ad, it is on our Facebook page right now at facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. And if you haven't already clicked like on our page, we'll do it right now. 102,000 other people have, so why not join in the crowd? 102,000. Facebook.com/AdrianKay and Jeremy D. Click like on our page and you will be able to see that Gillette advert there.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98 FM.